June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's Hour 3, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk to ESPN NBA insider Bobby Marks, the former NBA GM. Now an analyst over there at the Worldwide Leader with a very busy basketball offseason coming up. The finals underway last night. Bobby Marks joins us now here on The Fan. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? How are you doing?
Well, we're doing awesome. There's so much going on, man. If you're the Mavs tonight, do you want the Knicks to be talking with Jason Kidd about their opening? How would you handle this?
Well, I think if you're the Mavs, that the Knicks have to talk to you first before they can talk to Jason Kidd. I think there's certainly a process to that. Listen, I think it's just a matter of how valuable or do you feel that Jason is to your organization. I mean, you basically control if you want him back or not, considering he's under contract and we're at a period right now where if you do make a decision at head coaching and you do allow him to get out of his contract and go to a team to New York, certainly with compensation coming back, who's the person that you're willing to elevate? Is that somebody on your staff? Is there somebody else out there? You know, we rarely see coaching changes in early June, certainly in Dallas's sake here. So we'll see how it plays out. It's a unique situation. I was in part of the Nets in 2014 when Jason wanted out and wanted to go to Milwaukee and we traded him for 2 seconds. That's the last time a situation like that has occurred, and we'll see how this goes.
How has Kidd evolved as a head coach? What do you think of him now compared to those times? I know there was a lot of conflicting opinions, as his first two head coaching stints wrapped up, and then he goes to the Lakers. We've loved him with the Mavs, Bobby. Yeah. What's been your perspective?
Yeah. I think he's been terrific. I really do. I mean, you know, certainly, listen, when he came into Brooklyn in 2013-14, that was an extremely difficult situation. I think we saw the best of Jason in the second half of the season. Certainly, Milwaukee was, you know, a young Giannis at the time. Couldn't get over the hump, a little bit, you know, different roster each season there. I think he's evolved. I think he's a top 10 coach in this league here. That's why it's something you have to think about it. But as I said, like if the goal is to win a championship and you have a top 10 coach on your staff already, like why would you want to think about letting him go? And I know there's a happy employee and everything, but that would be a no for me if I was in that Mavericks organization here. But I do think he's evolved tremendously. I think I think a lot of this is just relationships and relationship building and trusting players. And you see it with Kyrie. You've seen it, certainly last year getting to an NBA Finals. I think he's done a terrific job.
If I'm the Mavs, I think I might ask for like a 2028 first rounder. Like if Jason Kidd really wanted to go, do you think they could get that?
They don't have it. That's the thing. Oh. The Knicks don't have them. Okay. They traded them all to Brooklyn. The only pick they have to trade in the first round is a top 8 protected first from Washington in 2026. That's the only thing that they can trade from a first round perspective. They got some pick swaps and some future years, and they've got, I think they got 7 seconds. So you're looking at, yeah, I mean, the Doc got traded from Boston to the Clips in 13 for a first. That's the last time we've seen that happen here. And as I said, New York doesn't have the draft picks or the first round picks to go out and do something like that.
So the Washington top eight becomes unprotected in the future. That would get me interested.
No,
it doesn't.
It doesn't. Oh. It just goes away.
Oh, forget that. Then.
It just, yeah. Okay. So it's likely that will never convey. I mean, there's a chance. You never know, but there's a good chance that likely does not convey to a first. I think it turns into a second.
Are you hearing that New York wants Jason Kidd as a way to get Giannis?
No, I don't. I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think, you know, first of all, Giannis hasn't asked to be traded. I don't know if he's going to ask to be traded. I really don't. I mean, I think it's a situation that's going to play out. And I don't think they would have enough to get him anyway, even if Jason got the job here, just based on where they are as we talked about their draft picks and stuff like that. I think New York is looking at it like, you know, hey, we think we're a championship roster. Who's a coach? There's, you know, if it's not people who are unemployed, whether it's Michael Malone and Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown, is there somebody that's currently under contract, whether it be Jason or Chris Finch, guys like that who have certainly been in big moments and they feel they can kind of, take you over the hump a little bit here.
Bobby, when it comes to the Mavs winning the lottery, we're like, man, hit the golden ticket. Thank God. Let's go ahead and reset this thing. What are your thoughts on Cooper Flagg? And is there any type of possible trade a team could flirt at you that you'd say, you know what, I'd give him up. I'd give up the rights to draft Cooper Flagg for that.
No, I don't think there's anything out there. Curry's in the twilight of his career. I wouldn't even trade him for Steph Curry. Even if I'm getting 2 years of Steph Curry. I mean, I think Cooper, I know we use the word generational and, you know, franchise player and stuff like that. I just look at the eye test. I've kind of used this before. I living in Southwest Florida, I got to see him play for Mount Verde in the City of Palms down here. I thought at the time that he could play in the NBA, and this was when he was 16 years old. I thought most of his teammates could play in the NBA. That's how good they were. I think his defense is probably the one thing that people don't talk about as much. I think he has all NBA defensive ability. I think he is high, high level. He is a terrific young man. I had the opportunity to sit down with him and help him out a little bit as this process goes. He is a terrific young man. He loves playing basketball, and that's the most important thing. These type of players don't come along very often. They really don't. And Dallas has a really, really good one that has a chance to be really good. And when you have a player on a rookie contract, it's not just the first 4 years. The likelihood is that you're going to have them for another 4 or 5, right? Like, you have them here for a long time.
Hey, Bobby, my background's in the NFL as a scout, and I was just curious, in the NBA, do scouts talk as can't-miss prospects and things like that? Do they come into the room and you guys throw those things? Because it seems that when we're in the NFL, you kind of hear it from the older guys. Yeah. You don't hear it from the younger guys.
That's a good point. Yeah, the NBA draft is such a crapshoot. You know, especially because it's only 2 rounds. That's the thing. And you're evaluating it. You know, most of these guys, you know, certainly, I guess in the NFL, they're there, 3 years in college? These guys are there 1 year, and some are in Europe, and it's, you know, you're coming off, some maybe are coming off an injury. It's not always, you know, based on the position of need. It's best available, and it's a crapshoot. I've been in rooms where there have been players that, draft rooms with the Nets where we've said, this is a can't-miss guy, and he was a miss.
Right.
So I do think it's more of the older, the guys that have been around a longer time. When they see a player and they think he could become a generational player, it's because they're comparing him to the guys in the 80s, the Birds, the Magic, the Isaiahs, the guys in the 90s, that grouping here, where I think the younger, at least personnel players, people, who are you comparing that to? Like,
right,
when Giannis got drafted, like, we didn't say, like, this guy can't miss prospect here. Like, we were like, wow, he's going to take some time to develop and maybe he has a chance there.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, with us here on the Fan, Brian.
Yeah, Bobby, if I can follow up on this too, I was just curious, is it harder or easier to, well, I guess it would be easier to evaluate an American player as opposed to an international player? Do you feel more comfortable with that, or just because of maybe the information and stuff you get?
I think I do. I might tend to disagree a little bit with you there, because I think if you're just evaluating international players on like the now, them playing, most of these guys don't play many minutes. But I do think they've been scouted so heavily. Luka was scouted heavily because of him playing at the junior level and through international play. And I think there's more of a body of work with international players. Here it's really, besides college, you're looking at, what they do in the AAU circuit and, before that here. And international, I think that the level of competition, I think, is better, certainly when you're kind of growing up in the schools. And I think a lot of these kids have been evaluated since they were 13, 14, maybe even younger, 14 years old.
Bobby Marks, ESPN, with you here on The Fan. Great stuff. Just wrapping up, my question here is just about how what the Mavs did with Luka, and is that a sign of what might be to come when it comes to team building? And I wrote about it like this, Bobby. I think there's an NBA trilemma where can you pay Supermax and a supporting cast and be profitable all at once?
It's a great point. It really is. I think if you're going to, and listen, Oklahoma City is going to go through it with Shea. They're going to pay him 4 years, $295 million, $300 million. But they can do it because they've got so many of the younger players on their roster and they've got so many draft picks. I think every team is different. I think a lot of it is, what's your supporting cast look like? What do you have with draft picks? If you're limited, it makes it extremely, extremely difficult. The Supermax rules are designed to help you retain players. I also think the Supermax rules are designed to hurt you because of the cost that you're paying a player. Instead of $52 million, now you're paying him $75 million.
Yeah. No, I think it's fascinating. And then you look at who made it to the semifinals and who's in the finals, and it's not a lot of the top 20 paid players in the game. So I kind of concluded that I'll do a Supermax, but that guy better be in his prime and nasty both ways.
Well, I mean, you look at Indiana, Siakam and Halliburton are on max contracts, but they're at 30% max contracts. I think it would be really hard if both those guys were at, 35%, which is the third, when you're dealing with the third, there's three tiers to this. When you're dealing with the third tier, which is the 35% number, that's a big number. And when you don't, if you don't get it right, or you don't have the right team building approach, it makes it really hard to add around.
Bobby, what's your best guess on what happens with Kyrie Irving this offseason?
I think he opts out, and I think they work on a contract, and it's probably a little bit lower than his, I think it's at $42 or $43 million. And I think, you try to help the player long-term. You try to give yourself some flexibility where you're not pressed against the aprons, and you can add in trades and everything. Listen, there's two schools of thoughts. I think there's the thought, well, wait a minute, there's nobody else. You're competing against because there's only Brooklyn has room out there. But I do think I don't think it's really about this year as much as it is, year two and year three, based on him coming off the injury, because I think he can still play at a extremely high, at a high level here. So I would think more probably opting out and then them working at a longer term deal, but at a little bit of a lesser number.
Are you expecting just a total buck wild off season here with the league?
Giannis will play a big role in it. I mean, he will play a big role in it if he certainly does decide to ask to be traded here. Certainly Durant, we'll see what happens. I would expect him to be moved. It's what's happened is that free agency is not as great as it once was. It's roster building is a lot different. It's not a terrific class. There's not a lot of teams with room. A lot of teams next year with room. There's parity in this league. I mean, you could be, if you're Milwaukee at home, you think, wow, like we took the team that's in the finals of five games and we were in, same with Cleveland and same with Boston. And we'll see what the Celtics are, a wild card in New York and all that. And I do think a lot of teams think they could be there with one move. And I think that the trade market is probably the bigger way to go.
Do you think the parity has been good for the NBA? There was a lot of talks about the ratings, right? I mean, is this where they look back and reflect and say maybe when the CBA's up or with the opt-out, we need to get back to, say, the super team era or the dynasty eras?
Team parity. Yeah. I love it. I'm interested to see what the rating will be after on a game two Sunday night. That's what I'm interested, because, listen, everybody predicted Oklahoma City to win this and probably win it in five. Mm-hmm. And now we've got a series. And I think last night hopefully opened a lot of people's eyes as far as what this Pacers team can do. And now we've got a 68-win team and a team that's won 80 total games. We haven't seen that happen as far as losing in the NBA Finals, I think, since that Golden State team did with when they lost to Cleveland here. So I'm interested to see what type of rating we get coming off of Game 2, because this series is kind of up for grabs right now.
Wrapping up here with Bobby Marks, I mean, just terrific stuff, and we've held you for long enough, but if I could be greedy and get one more answer from you, Bobby, would you want your hopes tied to AD next year? And in a future where maybe Nico isn't here, what's AD's trade value?
Yeah, I mean, it's another, as we were talking about contracts, it's a contract that increases each year. As he gets older, the contract increase gets larger. That's kind of a double-edged sword for you, right? Like, it starts to become a tougher if eventually you do decide to move it. That's why I think your window with him, you know, there's basically going to be a couple cycles with this roster. It's the two-year window with him and Kyrie, or maybe three-year window, and then it's the next cycle where it's going to be Cooper and what else is going to be left, or what do you add around him here. I think listen, AD is a terrific player. He showed it with the Lakers. He showed it in New Orleans. He showed it in the Olympics this past summer. But as you guys know, it's all comes down to health. I mean, that's the biggest thing is for him, is to be able to stay on the court. And he had done that. I mean, he had come off a year with Los Angeles where it was the healthiest he's been here. So I do think, like, if he's going to be your main guy, becomes, I think, challenging as far as because how reliant you're going to be on him.
You're the man, Bobby. Enjoy the summer, and we'll catch up with you sometime soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Salute. Appreciate you. ESPN's Bobby Marks here, former general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, been a front office insider here maybe for the last 5-6 years. All right, thanks for setting that up, Woolchuck. Where are we going next, Chief?
Friday news dump. Why last night was a bang-free environment in OKC. Plus, Osa is not the only Cowboys defender feeling good about Eberflus. That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
in the dump.
Welcome back, Nation. Time for a Friday News Dump. Rangers pregame is already coming up. It's at 5 o'clock tonight. They're in Washington to take on the Nationals. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Chief of that news dump.
A lot of good stuff in the dump today, ladies and gentlemen. We start with your Dallas Cowboys, Kenneth Murray. Walchuk and Broadus are feeling good about Kenneth Murray.
I like the idea of changing his position a little bit so he doesn't have to diagnose. Just free him up to run. He's a good athlete.
Run and hit.
Yeah, I guess he's working at Overshown's weak side linebacker spot in this new scheme with Eberflus. He was chatting with Clarence Hill, All City DLLS, and he says the new Eberflus scheme, he says, it's a great fit for me. I've been enjoying myself, transitioning over from being traded, getting up to speed, stuff like that. Lots of things to work on, but everything plays to my strengths, coming downhill, playing the coverage, stuff like that. It's been good. It's been great being here during the offseason program, being around the guys, establishing the culture. He says, I'm extremely comfortable with being the green dot guy. I've done it majority of my career, getting us in and out of checks. So he feels good about the approach here and how he fits in the Eberflus scheme. And he talks about how the run defense was obviously awful last year, but he says it's a new style coming in. You got a lot of new players now. That's something that I take extremely personally. That's that mentality I'm going to bring to it. It's personal. When they're just running it down your throat, it's unacceptable.
Okay, there were 189 qualifying linebackers in PFF's run grading. Where do you think Murray was?
My guess would be he's in the triple digits.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
He was not good last year with Tennessee. Yeah. And I think a lot of that was scheme specific. I mean, the tape's not really good for him, but he was, I mean, with the Chargers, he had some effective years for them.
There were only four worse out of 189.
Yeah, like I didn't like the trade. I mean, if he was a free agent, you got him like on a super cheap deal, it'd be like, okay, you're taking a flyer on this guy, but they traded for him. I think he's got like a $7 million cap hit, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that'll be one that we might look back on and go, man, could you have allocated $7 million elsewhere and gotten more out of it? So I'm not as optimistic about this, but hearing Broadus and Walchuk say that they are, that gives me hope. And then him being in this scheme, that's hopefully fitting his strengths a heck of a lot better. But I also think a lot of it has to do with who's helping you on your defensive line. And so can Jay Toya, can one of these young guys outside of Mozzie Smith be legit there in the interior to help on rundowns? I think that matters quite a bit. They've done some things on the edge to bring guys in that can stop the run. Peyton Turner being one of those guys. Marshawn Nealon in year two. He had the injury last year, but he certainly flashes being a dependable kind of guy there on the edge. So from a run-stopping standpoint. But I think that one technique could make or break whether or not a Kenneth Murray is a plus player for you.
And this guy is athletic, and he's a great leader, and he's got all the work ethic. So this is a chance, you know, and Eberflus is going to turn you loose. You know, maybe that's exactly what he needs to be. You know, average run defense would be awesome for this team.
You know, it's really funny, though. And I was just curious who the three names were below.
Yeah.
David Long Jr. is on that list, too, and he's another Tennessee linebacker.
Yep.
I wonder if their scheme was just that.
I think it was.
That, you know what I'm about to say, kind of thing.
Bag of assy?
Yeah.
Yeah, bag of assy is usually where you go there.
Yeah, and David Long was, you know, Murray was 82nd on that list, and David Long Jr. was 84th on that list. So I wonder if that's something that just overall they had a problem, or maybe those are just two bad players. You know, but I just find it curious that players that, you know, that played on the same team both have ratings that poor.
So. Yeah, it probably speaks to just that disaster situation. Hopefully Kenneth Murray getting in a new scheme, new defense.
How did you guys feel just for his rookie year? How did you think that Maris Leofau played just for his rookie year?
Good enough to be encouraged.
Yeah. I think that he benefited some of those. He was able to knife in, get some sacks, right? I mean, some of the blitzing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if just of like a rundown linebacker getting off blocks and making plays in the run game. I think there's still, I mean, he's a little undersized. Let's be real about that. So, but yeah, absolutely encouraged with his rookie year.
He was the 79th best linebacker in this league. According to these guys. He's 6'2", 239.
239 is crazy to me. Yeah. I would have guessed 225 looking at him. But
I could say the thing with Pro Football Focus, I think there's some things they're really, really, really good at. And I don't know if they're really, really good at watching tape all the time. I think they've got some really good scouts.
Yeah.
They're great in the result.
I'm not a
I wonder if a team is a bad team and they just kick that team in the ass.
And that team dealt with injuries in the secondary and virtually no pressure, you know, so they couldn't do anything well. Elsewhere in the news dump, we got word, obviously, Pete DeBoer getting bleep canned, and now the Stars are looking for a new head coach. One of the guys we are interested in, Neil Graham, head coach of the Texas Stars. And Bruce Levine says that the organization loves the way that Graham handles younger players, has great communication skills as well. And, of course, he's quite the winner. So, just, I mean, I think the communication stuff with DeBoer and Otter and the rest of the team is one of the big reasons why he's no longer here. That particular skill set might be enough to get Neil Graham the gig. I don't know.
No, he was the top name. When I was asking around last week, like, if they move on from DeBoer, what do you think they do? The answer that I got was Neil Graham. And he's done a lot of substantial winning there with the Texas Stars in the AHL. And a lot of he's coached, obviously, a lot of the young players that are currently up with the Texas Stars. Like, Leon Bischel is going to love this dude.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have done it myself. But they have so many good players that I guess, you know, if they want him out and they're gonna play better. But, I mean, you got to get some real toughness on this hockey team one way or another. You know, and I think DeBoer was one of the toughest things to do with this team. You know, I don't get, like, the guys rallying around Otter like they did either. You know, from what I can tell, he's had great runs, but the inconsistency is enough to make him just a pretty good goalie. And, you know, what you need to, for me, my perspective to understand here is when a head coach makes a decision like that, it doesn't matter what the sport, he doesn't feel like he owes an explanation to anybody. I think Stars fans have arbitrarily made up this idea that if you bench a goalie, you owe him some conversation. And if you don't go to him, then you're broken as a coach. No, you are hell not. What you do as a coach is you provide consequences for poor performance and then watch how the player reacts to it. Maybe sometimes a head coach wants to go be buddy-buddy with the guy after the game, but it is a perfectly reasonable approach to say, I'm not going to say anything to the guy. I want to see how he reacts. I knew our asses were kicked when we were down 3-1, 2-0. I want to make him better for next year. I want to get this guy locked in into fierce dog mode so he can be the player that he wants. And me coming around right now, putting my arm around him, is going to stop that. So what I want him to do is stew with that and decide when he is a man enough to come ask me a question. Then maybe we can start making some progress on Otter being consistently a dog instead of every other playoff series. I thought it was expert by DeBoer. I think if the players wanted an apology, he was like, nah, not backing down, guys. I got the answers. And that's the kind of strong sports leadership that, you know, I think more and more is being pushed out of our games. Wow. That was impressive. I just want to say, as someone who doesn't fully agree with what you said, that was maybe the best moment of the entire week. I mean, look at you going out of bang here. 4:34. We got one segment to go, and you're on freaking throwing heat right now. That was awesome.
I'm ticked. I'm ticked. You know,
I get it. We do need toughness. That was a sissy ninny performance.
And everybody that has kids in sports can relate to this. You know, every time something doesn't go right, we're going to the coach, and instead of talking about how we got to this disaster, we're like, how dare you do that? Are you freaking kidding me? He benched a player, and that's the problem? That's why the guy has to go? You're kidding me. We were underperforming. He benched a player and said, that's freaking right, I benched you. And that's why he's got to go. That, you know, if you guys support that, that's fine. But you support the wussification of American sports. That's what we're looking at.
10 out of 10. Okay, let's get to
strong.
Let's elsewhere here in the dump. Last night with Mike Breen on the call, Halliburton with the game winner.
Yeah.
Did that call for a bang? That feel like a Mike Breen bang situation?
That
would
be a bang.
Double?
Yeah. Feels like a no-brainer bang, right?
Maybe a quad bang.
It was a bang-free environment on the call. Mike Breen was asked about it. Apparently, he's pretty much always saved the bang moments for strictly three-pointers. Oh. This, of course, was a long two. He says, I think in all these years, I only said bang for a two-pointer once. It was a Kobe Bryant game winner in the playoffs when he hit a shot against Phoenix. I think that's when Kobe went with, like, when he pulled the jersey over and showed him the Mamba over the heart. That was iconic. And so that was enough to warrant the bang. But he says, that's the only time. I usually save it for threes. He's like, in hindsight, the magnitude of the shot certainly warranted a bang. But that's the reason why he did not go with the iconic Mike Breen bang call at the end of that game, which was absolutely historical. Mm. Tyrese Halliburton now, I mean, he's becoming maybe the clutchest player we've ever seen. This is ridiculous. He's 13 of 15 on these super clutch shots this season.
That's incredible.
Where it's shots to tie or go ahead in the final 2 minutes. And, I mean, what he did, it was just amazing. Tyrese Halliburton, the only player with three go-ahead shots in the final 5 seconds in a single postseason, by the way.
It just doesn't happen.
More of those in this postseason than Kobe Bryant had in his entire career. Just to give you some context.
I mean, it is incredible, like, these iconic moments, but you do the numbers on the clutch situations, it goes way below 50% because the entire team knows who it's going to, and you're basically looking at a fadeaway with a guy in your face. Mm-hmm. What is that? 30%? Mm-hmm. 25%? That's what the numbers historically look like. For Halliburton to do this, it boggles the mind.
Teams were 0-182 in the NBA Finals when trailing by 9 or more points in the final 3 minutes of a Finals game. Now it's 1-182. The Pacers are just defying all sorts of comeback logic.
Team of destiny.
Also wanted to pay respects to the two Belgium soccer fans that snuck into a Champions League final by hiding in stadium toilet stalls for 27 hours leading up to the game. Now, I've not gotten any. I've been going article to article to figure out. They haven't told us exactly how they snuck into the stadium 27 hours prior to the actual match. But these guys get into the building, they hide out, they put like an out of order sticker on the bathroom to keep people out of there. Yeah. And then they're just kicking it in the stall for 27 hours. They brought snacks, they were using their phones to stay
I was wondering if they raw dogged
entertained.
It.
Yeah. They're just staring straight
didn't
at the
full
door.
Raw dog it, but I do think like SEC, it just means more. No. Euro soccer.
Dude.
It just means
it's a different
everything.
Animal.
What a great story. So they video blogged this basically? They strung together a story? Or how did they tell it? They told it on social afterwards?
Yeah, they told it on social afterwards.
Man. Pretty
amazing.
Love it. Congrats to those guys. I hope it started with like some day drinking. What are we going to do, guys?
Yeah, just like a willy-nilly.
About it, you know? And once we're in there, we'll have the restroom. What's the worst that could happen?
Film it. Execution was flawless. I think that was the best part of the plan is because you obviously have to keep in mind that you're going to have, nature's going to call at some point.
Yeah.
You can't just go hiding in the ceiling somewhere.
No, yes.
You go into the bathroom out of order. No one comes in. Bing, bang, boom. We watch our team. Oh, and by the way, they won.
That does deserve a bang. Well, Chuck, where are we going next?
I think we're
going
to have a conversation with the Hall of Famer, Eric Nadel. That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Nation.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, my bad, Lucius. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. I'm chomping at the bit here to engage with the audience. The text is on fire. The YouTube chat's on fire. Salute to everybody there on Twitch as well. It's time now, though, for a proper round tripper with Zach Wolchuk and Eric Nadell joins us here to help conclude this bad boy. On your home of the Rangers, pregame coming up at 6, first pitch, or I'm sorry, at 5, and the first pitch there about 5:40 in Washington. Good evening, Eric. How the heck are you?
I'm doing okay, like the rest of the Ranger fans, trying to recover from those last two games.
Obviously that makes it worse. We talked with Sandler earlier. He said the flight was definitely down. I mean, is there risk here of those games pushing them further into a slump?
Well, there's always a risk. Yeah, you know, one thing Bruce Bochy is particularly good at is preventing any real serious downward spirals. Sure, they'll have the guys ready to play tonight. The fact that they had a late night flight and get right back out there today, maybe it's a good thing. You know, normally it's not a good thing to travel after a night game and then play the next day, but who knows? Maybe this will be a good thing for the Rangers. Shock therapy or something like that.
Hey, I'll drink to that, man. That sounds like a winner. Now, how much of a problem is it what happened the last two nights with kind of a rookie pitcher not covering and then with not a first baseman having the misread there? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad of baseball mistakes did we witness?
Well, it's kind of a perfect storm. You know, it was a really unusual play with the ball hit that far off the bag at first base. And, you know, Josh Smith, a guy who hasn't played a whole lot of first base, going for the ball when he shouldn't have. You know, everything just had to happen exactly right or exactly wrong, you know, for the Rangers to not get an out on that play. I don't know that it's a long-term concern, but, you know, every loss is a long-term concern right now, given that the Rangers are, you know, threatening to dig a hole for themselves. And, you know, however you lose is not a good thing, but when you lose by basically giving a game away, that really hurts. That's, you know, that's the kind that's, like I said, it's really hard to shake off even the next day.
What have you noticed from Jack Leiter here? I mean, last night, another great outing. It's unfortunate that I think they're 1-3 in his last four starts. I think all the Rangers starting staff right now is feeling that way.
He just doesn't get hit very hard. You know, it's remarkable. You know, people don't hit him. And about the only enemy that he has seems to be himself, you know, during those periods where he loses command. You know, he still throws too many pitches. He still has trouble putting people away with two strikes. But, you know, when you've got an earned run average, you know, well under 4, which he does now, and opposing batting average down around 200, you know, you're doing what you're trying to do, which is basically keeping people off base. I've been incredibly impressed by him and quite honestly, pleasantly surprised after seeing how erratic he was in spring training.
Are you surprised to see Marcus Semien perhaps turning the corner?
Not surprised. You know, I thought that he would. You never know, though. You know, when a guy's 35 years old, you don't know if this is the beginning of the end or the guy's just going through a tough couple of months. But I'm delighted to see that Marcus has rallied. And, you know, the data that we were getting showed that his bat has not slowed down. That's the thing you really worry about as a guy gets older. And all of the data that we have now, and it's all measurable now, has shown that it hasn't slowed down, you know, from last year or the year before. And that is what gave me hope that eventually he would come out of this, and he seems to be coming out.
Hey, Eric, I wanted to ask you this. You guys live with these guys and you travel with these guys and you're around these guys. When things are going bad, do people come up to you and just kind of talk to you just because you'll be a friendly, encouraging voice, or do they tend to avoid you?
they tend to avoid us in general.
Do they?
It's just the nature of the relationship now between players and media. It's just not as convivial as it used to be.
Sure.
I think the players, for the most part, would just as soon be left alone by guys like me.
Yeah.
So when they're going bad and I'm really most of the time not bothering them, it's probably what they prefer. But you know, every now and then there's an outlier. There's a guy who wants you to come talk to him when he's going bad,
yeah,
because he wants you to know that he's trying. You know, he wants you to know that he's working hard. And, you know, most guys, I think, however, would basically prefer not talking about what's going on when things are going very well.
What were your thoughts on Adolis Garcia and that they sat him there? They gave the mental break for about 4 days. He comes back, gets a pinch hit there, and hopefully moving forward, we get to see the Dolly of old.
Yeah, I think it's too small a sample to make any sort of a judgment as yet. But, you know, I like the fact that they gave him that much time off, and I like the fact that he seemed to embrace the opportunity. And now we'll see. I think these 3 games will be a better indication of, you know, whether anything has really changed, whether he stops chasing all those pitches outside the zone or not.
Eric Nadel is with you, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and TXU Energy. Rangers pregame is coming up right around the corner. What did you think of our big DFW breaking news today, sir? I know you're a hockey man, that the Stars have moved on from Pete DeBoer.
Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, how much this has to do, you know, with pulling Otter in that last game. I don't know if that was indicative of any sort of strife between the coach and the goalie or the coach and the players in general. You know, I'd like to see some comment on that from people who are on the inside and know a lot more than I do. I wasn't surprised just because, you know, I'd been hearing the whispers in the last few days. And, you know, anybody who follows Ralph Strangis on Substack, you know, is aware that he had kind of dropped some hints that he had heard that, you know, DeBoer might be on the way out. And so I wasn't surprised. Had it not been for Ralph writing that this week, I think I would have been very surprised, you know, given the Stars getting to the conference finals now on a regular basis.
Yeah, it is crazy, but I think at some point you kind of become a victim of your own success and everybody expects you to take that next step. I didn't get the feeling the team underachieved under him, but man, that last series was rough, Eric.
Yeah, last series was rough, and I agree with you. I don't think they underachieved when you consider what they did this year, you know, without Miro playing the majority of the season, you know, with the other injuries that they had. You know, I don't think they underachieved at all. They play with a lot of young guys. You know, they achieve a very high level of performance, you know, with a lot of rookies and second-year players. And to me, that's a credit to the coach.
Well, we thank you for joining us once again here on a Friday with the pregame coming up here in about 5 minutes. What you drinking and what you thinking?
Well, it's funny. I'm actually in Boulder, Colorado right now. I'm out here to see a few shows this weekend, including a show at Red Rocks tomorrow with Big Head Todd.
Let's go.
But I went to this famous place in Boulder today called The Sink, which anybody who's been to see you to football games or basketball games is probably familiar with. But their signature drink is a pickle margarita.
Ooh. Sounds
and it's wonderful. Your basic margarita with just a little bit of sour pickle juice poured into it.
I'll keep you hydrated, you know. That way it's healthy.
And I had to try it. You know, it's the signature drink. And I really liked it. I was surprised, but I really did like it. It was obviously a little different taste, but, you know, I drink margaritas in general anyway as my drink of choice. But the pickle margarita, I like it. I'm putting it on my list. So that's what I'm drinking today. I'm not going to stop. I'm drinking pickle margaritas all day.
Huge, yeah.
And I'm thinking that's what I need to get ready for another Ranger game. Since I'm not working, I want to clarify that.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
I'm not working. And I was glad I wasn't working that Tampa Bay series.
Shoot, yeah.
Lau and Lowe and Caballero and Caminero.
Yeah.
I'm far too slow to keep all those guys straight. So I'm ready to move on to the Nationals.
You're still the man, dude, and we wish you a great weekend. We'll catch you up with you next Friday.
Thanks a lot. Salute.
Eric Nadel brought to you by Tidelock, George Eye Care, and TXU Energy. Thanks to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 Fitzhugh. Just went three flawless once again. Got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Woolchuck and Shia Follow here, your Nosebleed Brothers holding it down. And, of course, Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout Super Bowl champion. Have a great weekend. Rangers baseball is coming up next. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.